Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwitta Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way. The Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
It's George Trading Ray and Mr. Shorty.
All right, we'll do them for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Nobody knew where he came from, they only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man, I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board.
I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble, for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I'd better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled Bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, Mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the Bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the Bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
This is Tracy.
Hey, how are you doing? This is Nina. Can you play a song for me, please?
I'll try.
Willie Nelson, Always on My Mind.
Always on My Mind. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my. And maybe I
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcock Storage. Units available today.
People Magazine did a really good article on Taylor Lynn. This, I think it's going to actually come out next week. She sent me a little advanced copy of it earlier, but it's just a really good article about her new record and about her struggles and life. And we're very proud of Taylor's new record with us on Heart of Texas Records. And here's a song off of that album. Here's Taylor Lynn and her meemaw singing one called It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels.
Siendo el rey. piedra en el camino me enseñó que mi destino era rodar y rodar.
Rodar y rodar, rodar y rodar.
Luego me dijo un arriero que no hay que llegar primero, pero hay que saber llegar.
Finally, there's George Strait. We had trouble with old George tonight. He didn't want to sing El Rey, but we got him to after all. I got the Hits Radio program here tonight, and I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in the entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio show.
Yes, sir. Tracy, I want to hear two songs tonight. I want to dedicate one for Ricky Torres, Hank Thompson, Humpty Dumpty Heart, and Randy Travis. With, hang on, I'll tell you right now, because I want to hear one by Randy Travis, the Rooster Tours, and it's, yeah, which one it is, I think. I told you so.
I told you so, okay? We'll do them for you tonight.
Okay, and also, too, I want to play one for Lynn Hammer, too. Lifted Brazil, second on Michigan.
Okay, well, we'll get them on for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Oh.
Suppose I called you up tonight and told you that I love you. And suppose I said I want to come back home. And suppose I cried and said I think I've finally learned my lesson. And I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, would you tell me that you love me too, and would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so? Someday you'd come crawling back and asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. Now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. Get down on yours too and take my hand. Would we get that old time feeling? Would we laugh and talk for hours the way we did when our love first began? Would you tell me that you've missed me too, and that you've been so lonely, and you've waited for the day that I return? Forever, and that I'm your one and only? Or would you say the tables finally turned? Would you say I told you so? Oh, I told you so. I told you someday you'd come crawling back.
sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put Humpty together again. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom, my heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. A fragile thing. When dropped, they won't bounce or ring. It ain't no joke, 'cause when it's broke, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom, my heart went boom, I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Were that sort when I handed you my heart. You got it on a platter, but you let it shatter my Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom, my heart went boom, I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl, in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest rack in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground.
the greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan, with the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his...
How are you doing, Tracy?
I feel great tonight.
Well, that's good. Listen, would you play a pretty song for Ole?
Sure.
And, of course, you know what we like, so...
I'll be happy to.
Just whatever you can spin around there.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have heard of a land on the faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul. On high, where we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old. In a land where we'll never grow old. Never.
Don't wait to bring great riches home to me. and you're listening to Country Like It Should Be with Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL, Brady, the heartbeat of Texas.
Yeah, sir, you're doing good tonight.
Well, thank you.
Can you play Paper Rosie by Gene Watson for Kim?
Paper Rosie by Gene Watson, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, and I don't know if you already played it or not, but can you play the live version of Empty Glass?
Haven't done it. I'll do it for you.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You bet.
The sun goes down in Calvin County. Neon lights from an old beer sign shone through the window out on the sidewalk. As I walked in to pass the time, around, sat down at a table, ordered beef on rye and a glass of wine, and through the door came a little old lady. She was selling paper roses, and they only cost a dime. Trembling hands as she passed a rose. Red crepe paper made nature's bouquet. Help a little old lady buy a rose today. I took the rose trembling hand. With eyes of age, she smiled and walked away. Like a breath of spring, I could smell the rose. It came alive, and I heard
same with an empty glass. The last drunk again. Somehow I'll make it home, cry myself to sleep, and that's the way it ends every night for me.
Can you play Strong Enough to Bend? I can't remember who does that song.
Tanya Tucker.
Okay, yeah. And Charlie Pride, Crystal Chandelier.
I'll do them for you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a tree yarn that never has been broken by by the wind. And the reason it's still standing, it was strong enough to begin. 4 years we have stayed together as lovers and as friends. What we have will last forever if we're strong enough to be. When you say something that you can't take back, a big wind blows and you hear my little cry. When you say, hey, well, I might be wrong, we can sway. You know it all. A big wind blows and a branch will fall. When you say, hey, this job takes two, we can sway with the wind till the skies turn blue.
Sway with the wind till the skies turn blue.
Like a tree.
Like a tree.
Out in the backyard. That never has been broken by the wind.
Standing stately in the hall, will the kindly crown that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears? When the new words off of your crystal chandelier, I never did fit in too well with the folks you knew. Plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do. And you turned away from the love I offered you. All the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. Marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crown that has your life be clouded help you dry your tears? When the new words off of your crystal chandelier, I see your picture in the news most every day. The chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. All the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. Marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crown that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears? When the new words off of your crystal chandelier, when the new words off of your crystal
chandelier.
The sun just went behind a cloud. There's darkness all around me now, 'cause I've just destroyed the world I'm living in. I broke her heart so many times, and now at last I've broken mine, and I've just destroyed the world I'm living in. What made me think that I could go on hurting her? I should have known there had to be an end. But a fool in love is taught by fate. They never learn till it's too late, and I've just destroyed the world I'm living in.
When you say nothing at all, I'll do it for you.
Thank you so much. Oh, to Cotton, please.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
say nothing at all.
Ah, when you say nothing at all, Keith Whitley. The late, great Keith Whitley. Saw Keith just a few months before he passed away, and what a great show he put on, and what a great loss in the country music business. Stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show with more of your requests and dedications. I'm Tracy Pidcox, and here's Mr. Jay Cooker.
Counting on the night time to make up for the day. Then I'll hold you close and whisper, thanks for only you to hear. It may be cold out in the world, but it's warm with love in here. All the warm touch of you, woman, clears my mind and helps erase the coldness of the day I left behind. I can make it through the bad times just knowing that you care. It may be cold out in the world, but it's warm with love in within my mind to take with me out there. It may be cold out in the world, but it's warm with love in here. It may be cold out in the world, but it's warm with love in here.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pidcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.